Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
And we continue here on BetQL Daily. Cody Decker and Dave Sherapin in for the Joes. Dave getting ready to play some Nickel or Dime, which is everybody's favorite game in the world. And it's, of course, a Friday edition of Nickel or Dime. But we have to talk about some NFL rules that could really, really, really impact your bets this season. And, you know, we mentioned earlier today, we talked a little bit about Washington. And Washington football team is a team I'm really looking forward to watching play this year, mainly because their defense is so good. But the NFL did inform teams yesterday that if games get canceled due to COVID outbreaks, they cannot be made up. It will count as a forfeit in the standings. And we got to talk about how this is going to impact bets going forward and weekly NFL odds.
So last year was one of the weirdest years in sports books. We had to change the house rules, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, it was constantly referring to. And having done this for such a long time, you never had to do that, right? You just had to just put them up and then refer to them when needed. And now you had to change them all the time. This yesterday, they played every game last year. So they're a big favorite to play every game this year. But if they don't because of this, then you have to know your house rules, whatever book you're playing at, right?
And so. And I would like to go in and say, I did say that they can't, if they can't make up the games, it will be led to a forfeit. However, right. You know, last year you said, you just mentioned every game was played, but an extra game being thrown into the mix at the end of the season, there's going to be a lot of chaos.
Yeah, there could be. And for, you know, for the books, I tell people all the time, the books want to take your bets. The worst result for the books is to give all the money back and refund a bet. When a game pushes, it's a bad result for the book. You'd rather pay the winners. You'd rather have a decision because at least there's, you know, churn and there's something. So this ruling yesterday came out and it was like, all right, I did a couple other shows and they're like, well, what happens if this? Well, if a game is canceled, all the season wins bets come back. If it will be a shame if like divisions were decided, you have to check your house rules because if a division is decided, you know, Tennessee wins a division because the game got postponed, do you pay the divisions or do you refund the whole division? It's a lot of money, Cody. Like from the book standpoint, you don't want that. And I think I wouldn't be surprised that there are books in town here in Vegas, all over the country that are rewording those actual house rules to make sure that bets are paid, because the last thing you want is a dispute with a customer. You don't want to have to explain these house rules. Like the baseball rainout rule is a daily bane of sportsbook employees' existence, trying to figure out that when the game was postponed in the seventh, but they go back to the score of the sixth and the team was down, that was up, was in winning in the sixth. That's what pays. No totals pay because it didn't go 9 innings. It's the worst. So, yes, house rules are very important. Check those house rules. That's a big newsworthy item, the way the NFL said it. But, again, they're a huge favorite to play all the games.
Is there a team? And I know this is not about house rules, but I mentioned Washington football team because they're very low on, you know, vaccination rate. Is there a team that scares you could not get all their games in?
No, not initially. I think it's such big business, man, right? Like they're going to make sure they get the games in. They threw Denver, you know, last year, they didn't have a quarterback and they threw them. You're still playing the game. They moved some other games. They didn't even move that game. The line moved on that game from like -3, -4, whatever to -17. It was against the Saints at Denver. They were small favorites, and then they became huge favorites. And it impacted the betting line, but everybody's bets counted and they played the game. So I don't think there is, and I'm going to try to stay away from trying to – there's enough to handicap in this whole process, right? We got to worry about defenses and offenses. I don't want to worry about COVID rates and who got it and who didn't. I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, you're not lying. With all the numbers that we're already playing with, now we got to pretend we're the CDC and we can throw those in there. Nah. Come on. Well, guess what? It is Friday, and it is time for America's favorite game, Nickel or Dime. We bring in our guy, Jake Hassan, to do the honors.
It's time for Nickel or Dime. Should you spend $500 or $1,000? Open up those wallets. We give you the answers on Nickel or Dime on BetQL Daily.
How are we doing?
Doing fantastic, man. And I'm really excited for actually the very first one on your list because I have a feeling, I just have a lingering feeling we may disagree on this one.
All right, let's get into it then. Would you rather go a nickel, $500 on Carlos Rodon at plus 220 or $1,000 the dime at Garrett Cole minus 120 to win the AL Cy Young?
I'll go first. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the 500. I want Rodon, like, and only because I think the White Sox, that they're winning the division. It's obvious. And I still think, maybe it's old school thinking, teams got to win this award. Like, it's so hard to win this. I mean, unless you're having a season like DeGrom, you know, and your team's not winning or making the playoffs. Cole's, yes, the favorite, but give me the value and the better price for the nickel on Rodon.
This is going to surprise you, but for not the reasons you expect, I agree with you.
Yes,
would take the nickel on Carlos Rodon, but it's not for that reason. The reason I'm going to take the nickel on him is because I think Rodon's going to actually win the Cy Young over Cole, because you got to remember who is voting for this. Who votes for the Cy Young? It's the writers. And what's the main story taking place this year on Garrett Cole? Oh, he lost the sticky stuff and the narrative. And he's made the poster boy of a scandal that has nothing to do with Garrett Cole. It has to do with all of Major League Baseball for whatever reason. Because of that bad interview he did, he's the poster child. And everybody loves this Carlos Rodon story. Not to mention that he's pitching pretty damn well. I think that it's a really, really great value of plus 220 on Rodon.
Sticking with the Yankees, then, let's go to question two. Would you rather go a nickel on the Yankees to win the World Series at 20-1 or the dime, $1,000 on the Red Sox to win the AL East at minus 110? There is a correct answer here.
There is a correct answer, and the correct answer is yes, Red Sox win the AL East. You're going to give money away if you put any money on the Yankees winning the World Series. Just give me your money. I'll give you my Venmo.
All right. I don't like either one of these.
Neither do I, for the record.
I don't like either one of these, but we got to play the game. I like the big shot price payout. And I think the Rays, I really still think the Rays are going to win the East. So I'm going to take my shot with a nickel on the Yankees to win the World Series. I'll say it again. No matter what, Cody keeps shaking his head. He's getting mad. Like
they're both wrong answers.
Yes, listen, this is part of the game. Sometimes they give us these, and that's what it is. But I'll take my shot on the Yankees and hope that they get in the wild card game. They ain't winning the division, but they got a shot. Maybe if they get in, that's it.
All right, I'll make my own follow up then here. Would you rather go a nickel 500 on the Rays at 16-1 to win the World Series, or
$1,000
on the Rays at plus 116 to win the AL East?
Give me that last number again. Give me that second number again.
Rays plus 116 to win the AL East.
I mean, I think they're going to win the AL East. I'm not sold they're going to win the World Series. And I think that's smart money on them winning the AL East, especially after Nelson Cruz. That's the one I'd go with.
I think I would go with them as well to win the division. And usually I would take a shot like that. The price is great, I think, on the World Series. But give me that division. Give me that division price. I'll take that. We'll go there.
That's why Jake's the host of Nickel or Dime. You can pivot on a dime like that.
Solid. Solid.
That's what I'm here for. That's why I got promoted to board operations manager. All right. Let's do a little college football. Would you rather go a nickel, $500 on Oklahoma, who is for some reason trying to go to the SEC, to win the college football national title or $1,000 on Alabama. Oklahoma's plus 750. Alabama's plus 250.
Am I first this time?
Yeah, go ahead. Take this one.
I'm taking Bama. I'm always taking Bama or Oklahoma. I don't care what the price is on Oklahoma. I know Bama's going to be in the playoff unless something very drastic happens. They're just better than everybody. Saban doesn't care. He went out and put out the business about the kids NIL. He goes, oh, it's almost seven figures. Can you believe it? Like he doesn't care about anything, but he's the best coach. He got the best players. Give me Bama over Oklahoma anything, even at plus 250.
Death, taxes, Alabama is in the college playoffs. Alabama completely. I don't like it because I'm tired of seeing it,
yeah.
But we're never not going to see it.
All right, next one. Sticking with football, this time with the NFL. Would you rather go the nickel on Russell Wilson, 16-1 to win NFL MVP, or $1,000 on the Bucs, minus 200 to win the NFC South?
Easy one.
I'll go first. It's going to be, I got to go with the Bucs winning the NFC South. I look at that division and, you know, as much as I want to pretend that the Falcons can come up this season, that Tampa Bay team's got everybody returning and Brady's going to actually start the season healthy rather than play the season with an injury as well. You got to go Bucs winning that division. You just got to.
I think it's easy. You know, there's too much variance for the NFL MVP. There's a little bit of turmoil in Seattle. It's a tough division. I don't know how well, you know, Russell Wilson's – I mean, he has to have a great year for them to be successful. But let me have Brady in the Bucs, baby. I mean, I only got to lay 2-1 to win a division. They're going to win minimum 11 games if things go bad. That one seemed too easy. I'll take the Bucs.
All right, who wants to see Cody get really mad?
Oh, God.
Would you rather go a nickel, $500 on the Raiders to have a winning record at plus 300 or the dime, $1,000 on the Chargers to make the playoffs at plus
300? I hate you. I don't like you at all. Why would you, of all the two things you could have put together, you really had to give me a Charger?
That's why I don't go on camera.
It's on the rundown as NFL. So, I mean, this is like a sneak attack. He got it in there.
This is the first time I've actually read this exact one. Did you hide this from me for the past 24 hours?
I put it in like an hour ago. Yeah.
Oh, you son of a.
Yeah.
I'll go first. Okay. Yes. The Raiders. Actually, you know what? The Chargers aren't making the playoffs. I'll say the Raiders. I'll put a dime on the Raiders. No, I'll put a nickel on the Raiders. Having a 500 record. Yes, I'll do it. I'll go Raiders.
You're crazy.
I know I'm crazy, but I'm going to do it anyways because you threw this in there. So I'm going to just say what I know for a fact is wrong.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, I'll go the other way. The Raiders to have a winning record, 9-8 in a 17-game season, 9-8. Say it out loud. I mean, seriously, hold your Raider helmet up again, would you? Like, just say it, like a winning record. People,
we're
look
winning
at this.
Five this year, baby. We're winning five.
You're betting the season wins under. All right, I'll take the Chargers. That's easy.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers too. It really is easy. As much as I want the Raiders to be good, they're just not.
All right, Olympics fencing 3 a.m. soon. Ooh. Coming up tomorrow morning. Anyway, big fencing show. So let's go back to Olympics roulette. We've been doing it all week. Would you rather go a nickel on Mary Carolyn Tucker at plus 250 to win the women's 10-meter? Is it 10-meter? 10-meter air rifle shooting gold medal.
Wow.
Gold in the World Cup earlier this year, or $1,000 the dime on Team USA women's softball minus 223.
I'll feel free to go first. You know, here's the fact. At the end of the day, when it comes to the Olympics, Team USA is the pinnacle of women's softball. Cat Osterman is not a human being that I'm going to bet against when it comes to softball. I'm going to actually go with the dime on Team USA women's softball.
Who's women's softball playing today? Or that's to win the gold medal.
I think it's to win the gold medal.
That's to win the gold medal.
Wow. I think I'll take my – they're going to win the gold medal. But just to play on the show and take a shot, I'll take the nickel on the shooter, on the rifle. Just now I'll have something else to watch, actually. So yeah. I'll take a shot there. But I agree with both. I would take a nickel and a dime. I agree with Cody's play. I'll be watching all the softball. But
you got the kids, man. You got it. You're going to be watching a lot.
We're recording all the games. We're recording the games that are on when we're sleeping so we can watch them later, break them down. They know half the players from all these camps and all these things that we've been to. It's really entertaining to watch. It's a great thing to bet on, too. It's fast. It's low scoring, a lot of good defense, and the pitching is amazing.
And I will be watching the baseball games. You know, I played for Team Israel, yes. And you know, I did back out of the Olympics. Right now, I'm currently having some mild FOMO, thinking, maybe I should have gone. But, you know, I'm very happy that I get to watch my boys go out there and compete for gold. Guys, coming up next, Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. will be joining us. He's also my co-host on Big Time Baseball and Odyssey Sports. The trade deadline is finally upon us. 1 week away, and it's going to be a frenzy, according to a lot of people. Buyers, sellers, winners, losers. How will PIP impact your baseball futures bets? It's Cody Decker and Dave Sharapin right here on the BetQL Daily on BetQL.